Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. Convoys will continue this morning in and out of Big Sur after a portion of Highway 1 crumbled into the ocean over the weekend. But Caltrans says those twice-daily convoys could be canceled later this week, with more rain expected in the area. Crews are working to put concrete barriers in the center of the road to clearly define the lane for convoy traffic and to help protect workers who are repairing the roadway. Here's Kevin Dobransky with Caltrans.
We know that the first order of business is going to be to stabilize the edge of the roadway to make sure that we halt the progress of the erosion that's undermining the roadway there.
There's no clear timeline on when the roadway might reopen. Highway 1 washed out back in 2021, and that closure lasted a year. California lawmakers are promoting a series of bills this week that aim to prevent sexual discrimination and harassment at California's public colleges and universities. The bill package is based on a three-year study that included input from experts, students, and staff from the UCs, Cal States, and California community colleges. One of the bills before lawmakers would create campus non-discrimination offices and require those offices to come up with policies to prevent discrimination on campus. After promising to put 200 black workers in government jobs by this June, the city of Los Angeles has found jobs for fewer than 50 workers. That's according to a new CalMatters investigation. Here's reporter Alejandra Reyes Velarde.
The city of LA committed almost 2 years ago to hiring more black workers in LA's Public Works Department. Potential candidates would be able to get targeted training through a program run by the LA Black Worker Center. But as of late March, only 49 people have actually been hired, according to the Worker Center. Why the sluggish uptake? Participants say the application process for city jobs is often months long, and at the same time, LA is facing a nearly $300 million budget deficit. Mayor Karen Bass said she's moving to cut 2,000 vacant city jobs to save money. Despite the planned cuts, a spokesperson for the mayor said it's vital that black workers have access to city jobs.
That's CalMatters reporter Alejandra Reyes Velarde. Ongoing construction of a new border wall threatened to destroy hundreds of murals that decorated the Tijuana side. But now, a group of activists found a way to save some of them. KPBS border reporter Gustavo Solis spoke to the people working to preserve a slice of our common history.
For a long time, the border wall was just that, a wall. Then, artists on the Mexican side decided to make it a window into our cross-border culture. They painted colorful, vibrant murals. A blood-red heart with love written on it. A depiction of President Joe Biden making out with Donald Trump. And powerful tributes to deported veterans. Maria Teresa Fernandez is a photographer who chronicled this transformation for 25 years.
And since I started, I started kind of feeling that that object, the wall, was alive.
Then came 2023. That's when the U.S. government tore down the old wall so it could build a bigger one. And the window was shattered, or so we thought.
We knew the Mexico side, the community on the Mexico side had invested so much love and care and energy and creativity in this site. We wanted to make sure that some of that was preserved.
That's John Fanestill, an activist with the group Friends of Friendship Park. He couldn't bear to see those murals lost forever. So he reached out to the San Diego-based Museum of Us with one simple question.
Would you consider having the museum try to obtain these sections of the wall before they get destroyed? And we absolutely jumped at the opportunity.
It has taken 8 months for the museum to acquire 20 pieces of the old border wall. Each section weighs more than 4,000 pounds. Micah Parson, the museum's CEO, says that history will not be confined to a museum.
They don't belong to us. They really belong to the community. And it's the community that should come together to decide how this sort of wealth gets redistributed back into our trinational region.
Museums have a history of taking things that don't belong to them. Parson sees this project as part of an ongoing effort to correct the mistakes of the past.
We have caused inestimable harm to indigenous communities, to other communities of color, by taking their belongings, by taking their ancestors and refusing to give them back for decades. And we've really, over the last several years, turned that corner and realized they don't belong to us as an institution.
Fannin Steele says Friends of Friendship Park, the Museum of Us, and other community stakeholders will spend the next year figuring out where and how to display these unique artifacts.
Perhaps there will be sites in the public, either on either side of the border. Perhaps there might be a traveling site with a section or two of the wall able to visit different locations. We don't know. These are all possibilities.
They envision a truly genuine tri-national effort involving people from San Diego, Tijuana, and Kumeyaay Nation. Brandon Linton is a cultural consultant and member of the Kumeyaay.
Right, before there was a U.S.-Mexico, there was us, the Kumeyaay people. And so we originally inhabited the area from generally down around the Ensenada area up to Capistrano area. And so the U.S.-Mexico border, from its conception, split our homeland virtually in half.
Linton says the border wall has had a devastating impact on the Kumeyaay people.
This project is a great way to bring attention to that and bring some light to those issues of people that need to move back and forth across that border.
The group plans to create a community advisory council that will decide what to do with the murals. They also plan to hold several community meetings throughout the process. For the California Report, I'm Gustavo Solis in San Diego.
And that is the California Report for Tuesday, April 2nd. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. The California Healthcare Foundation, listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/lbca. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.